All right, we don't have a team in the playoffs, but we're going to have some fun anyway. We are going to draft and compete against one another. Four rounds, four teams apiece. John versus me versus Behind the Glass. Team producer, Gov and Greg going to work together on this one. We did a randomized draft order. And, well, lo and behold, I got the number one pick.
I think I'm going to see a lot of shaking of heads behind the glass. There might be a disparity.
Greg has kind of told me to take the reins on this. He gave me kind of just a broad opinion, and so then I'll get shaking heads when I do something that he doesn't like.
yeah, Mr. Philly.
But hey, he gave me the power, so.
So the order, I'll go first. Behind the glass goes second. John will pick third and go wrap around with the snake-style draft. Are we ready?
Yeah.
With the number one pick. I'll take the Los Angeles Rams. MVP of the league should be Matthew Stafford. Him and his head coach have done it before. I will take them as a wild card team as the number one pick.
All right, and I suspected that. I thought you would take them. They're pretty much the favorite, so not a surprise. And so with consulting with Greg, and I had said he'll take the Rams, the first thing Greg said was the Bills, and I'm fine with that. I know they're the sixth seed in the AFC, but they got the best quarterback maybe in the playoffs. And I know I've been accused of being a Josh Allen honk, but Greg is in on this. So we will take the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. All right. I don't disagree. That probably would have been one of my top picks just because it is Josh Allen and they run the ball. They can control the ball with their running back. They can control the ball with their quarterback. I think that's a tremendous pick. So Rams off the board, the Bills are off the board, and so I'm going to go one in the NFC and one in the AFC.
Smart.
I'm going to go with the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
Out of the NFC, and I know exactly what I'm doing in terms of Sam Darnold. And then on the flip side, I'm going, okay, AFC. Who do I think is going to be the team out of the AFC? Do I go with New England? And the thought that, their schedule, they won a lot of games against – you know, not great teams. I know that Drake May is also in the MVP running. Or do I go Broncos with Bo Nix?
Take both teams with the bye. Take two one
seeds. Then I have no first round picks, at least as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one seeds have had a lot of success lately, except for last year.
Oops. Wait, what are you talking about? Or do I go? I mean, it's Trevor Lawrence with Jacksonville. It's So I'm going to step outside the box a little bit. I'm not going to go with the one seed. I'm going to go with the Houston Texans.
You jerk.
I knew that was going to be your next pick. I did that somewhat because I knew you were going to go there next.
They were going to be my pick, and I don't know how Greg would have reacted to that, but I just love their defense. I think it can just potentially roll through these playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Greg, I'm down to two teams here. So I want you to kind of apply. Yeah? You want to go there?
Yeah.
All right. He's going to let me wear my name. Mr. Philadelphia.
Damn it.
The Eagles flipped the switch in the playoffs.
Uh-huh. They got the experience.
Okay. Well, you're kind of saving me from myself because I don't want to go two NFC teams back-to-back to start. So I've got the Rams. With the next pick, I'm going to take the New England Patriots.
Okay.
I feel like that's the best team left on the board. I get a damn good head coach, quarterback playing out of his mind. Okay, New England. And then I go back to back here?
Yep.
I guess why don't I take... Oh, no. No. I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers.
Ooh. Okay. Who would have thought four NFC teams would be gone first? I didn't anticipate that.
Mm-mm. This goes back to behind the glass.
All right, Greg, I know we're not touching the NFC teams here at this point. I know how you feel about that. No Bears, right? You don't want to do Bears. Okay. Broncos?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll take the one seat at this point. Now, I do worry that we're going to have a Bills-Broncos divisional round game, but hey, we get one to the championship game.
Yeah, I debated the Broncos. I just didn't want to do Pats and Broncos, like two teams that feel like kind of the same, right? Young, not having been in this spot before. I want to diversify more my portfolio a little bit. So I left the Broncos on the board. You guys take Denver. John, back to back.
Oh, boy. So this my draft will be done after this, going with just four teams. So I'm going to have to take Jacksonville.
he says with so much joy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so you get down to this point, right? And it's you're not the heavy Super Bowl favorites are not there.
They're gone.
And then I've got NFC, AFC, AFC. So I need another NFC team, but then I'm left with either Chicago, Green Bay, or Carolina. So then I'm basically deciding, do I think Chicago beats Green Bay at home?
Right, you got to pick.
Green Bay is the favorite.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Ben Johnson and the Bears. I just think, I don't trust Jordan Love. I don't trust that defense as much as I obviously did earlier with Micah Parsons. It's going to be in Chicago, so I feel pretty confident that they'll win that first round.
Okay, I could see it. You're fading Jordan Love. All right, guys, behind the glass, your last pick.
Well, I don't know if he's going to play it or not, but they play Sunday night, and I kind of like them in New England in this Sunday night spot. Proven Super Bowl appearance coach with Jim Harbaugh. We're going with the Chargers.
Oh,
Sunday night. Greg? Oh.
You think they finally get, Justin Herbert finally gets a playoff win?
Yes.
Not very happy with you right now. I didn't think you would do a third AFC team. I was trying to play the game within the game.
We're not touching those two P teams.
Oh, I don't, so now you're left with...
Yeah, just let people know. I got to debate.
You
got
to pick one of Green Bay, Pittsburgh, or Carolina. Does Mike Tomlin finally get an A-Ron?
So just so people understand, the Panthers are double-digit dogs with a losing record.
Hey, maybe they fit you with the disco.
Maybe, but I have the Rams, so I don't know that I want to do that.
Well, you get one team.
Sure.
Yeah, you're guaranteed at least one win.
Yeah, but let's play this out. The Panthers win that game. I lost the number one overall pick in the Rams, and I'm probably not making a deep run with Carolina. That's not a good...
Yeah, but it's in Carolina. What happened to the Rams last time they went to Carolina.
I know, but that's not a good strategy to win this game. So I'm going to take Carolina off the consideration, and now I got to make amends with Jordan Love or Mike Tomlin.
Green Bay or Green Bay's former quarterback in A-Aaron.
Packers, Panthers, or Pitt?
I am going to go...
Well, you already took Carolina off the board.
Yeah, I'm just not doing that. Yeah. Uh-huh. Look, I said Chicago's a bunch of pretenders. Green Bay's favored in that game. It's at least a coin flip. That's the right play here. I am not happy to select Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur, but I'm going to do it. Give me Green Bay. Now I got three NFC teams.
Sorry, man. You wanted the number one pick.
I know.
So
that was the breaks.
Two teams hosting games this weekend were not picked.
Yeah, two home teams this weekend. Right. Steelers
the two four
and Panthers.
Seeds.
Yeah,
the two frauds.
The two teams that only got in because they won their division. So just to recap where everybody stands, I've got the Rams, Pats, Niners, and Green Bay Packers. Behind the glass team producer, you guys have the Bills, the Eagles, the Broncos, and the Chargers.
Ooh.
And John Jansen has Seahawks, Texans, Jaguars, and Bears.
Uh-huh. I'm going full on Duval.
Who has the best lineup of teams? Who drafted the Super Bowl champion?
Is there any world where you think that the Steelers could eke out a win against the Texans?
Spread's 3.5. Sure. It's possible. A-Aaron against that front, though, feels like a really tough ask.
It really does. I don't even know if they can protect him. However, it's kind of the same thing on the other side. Will they be able to protect C.J. Stroud enough against Watt and company?
Yeah, you get Watt back now. He had the game under his belt from Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
Game's in Pittsburgh. Tomlin is a dog.
Which game do you think is most up in the air this weekend?
I think the most coin flippy game is Packers-Bears.
Packers-Bears?
Yeah.
I'll say this. I've been talking about the Texans for weeks. That is the game, I think, where nobody is thinking that the Steelers are going to win. Mm-hmm. And that's happens in these NFL playoffs. That's where I'm worried about it right now. It's kind of like Seattle when they beat the Saints 10 years at least ago now with Marshawn Lynch. But it just has that making of that where I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, and I keep going back to that Packers-Bears game because the Bears, and I forget what the year was, but it's been a long time since a team that's gone 2-4 in their division has won a division. They're hosting against the Packers, but it is a coin flip game. And I think I'm just resting on Ben Johnson and his what we've heard when he was here in Detroit, what we've heard about him and his development of Caleb Williams. It's about the minute details. They didn't have those minute details secured against Detroit, but I think on the flip side, they will against the Packers.
All right, guys. Those are our teams for the postseason. We'll track how we do. It's 97.1.